It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Brouhaha and Brews News with her Linda, brought to you by the Beverage People. Our guests today are Gabe from the Beverage People. Dude.
Yeah, hey, Steve.
Good to see you. There you go.
Now, oh, hello.
There you are.
I am here.
Our guests today are Fal Allen from Anderson Valley Brewing, Gabe from the Beverage People, and we're going to talk to the folks from Spirit Works Distillery, distilled from grain right here in Sonoma County. Herlinda, your thoughts?
Well, I am very excited to have Ashby and Timo Marshall on from Spirit Works. They are co-owners, and Ashby is the distiller, because they just won Distillery of the Year. And that's a big deal, because we have a lot of distilleries in America.
Fantastic. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And I just mixed up a cocktail with their slow gin. And their award-winning bourbon, their award-winning slow gin, four-grain straight bourbon whiskey, and with a little bit of Campari and some Bitter Girl Bitters orange bitters to share with everybody.
2020 Distillery of the Year. This is nationwide,
yes.
This award?
Yes.
Holy crap.
That's impressive.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, and they can tell you a little bit more about that. Well, usually they are in studio, but everybody's being careful, and we admire them for that. And
so introduce them. They are on the line.
Hi, Ashby and Timo.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having us on the line.
Well, congratulations, man. That is huge. 2020 Distillery of the Year nationwide. Holy moly.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we are blown away by this. We're literally almost speechless. It's very hard for us to fathom an award like this from our peers within the industry. There are so many amazing distilleries, so much amazing craft work going on in the industry, and so we're just blown away to be singled out in this way. It's just amazing. Amazing. So
I might have to shake this a minute. Forgive me. Here we got a little cocktail going.
That'll sound good.
It's going to taste even better. There we go. All right.
That's important. For Linda, we're drinking the very same cocktail. I think combining our bourbon with the slow gin as a replacement for sweet vermouth is the way forward.
This is the like your version of the Boulevardier, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's funny. Doing it our way, which seems to be the way forward, apparently. People approve, so that's good.
Give us the history of Spirit Works. You guys have been around a while.
We were established in 2013. I guess we started distilling legally here. But the idea was way back in the day, Ashby and I wanted to do something out here in Sonoma County. We were based in San Francisco at the time. My family has made slow gin, a traditional British liqueur, for a long time, and it was something that we thought that we could do ourselves and bring to the U.S. market. I mean, it existed. Slow gin has existed in this country for a long time, but we wanted to bring our traditional version to the market.
Fruit.
Yeah, made with actual slow berries.
Yeah, slow berries.
My family's been there for a long time. And, so the opportunity came up for us to partner with some folks to build a distillery here in Sebastopol. So 2013, we started with gin and slow gin, vodka as well, and then, you know, we started making whiskey way back in the day as well. And so we're full-blown, have the full range of products out of our distillery here, yeah.
So how do people get your products at this point in time during all the mayhem here?
Yeah, the mayhem has been going on for a while now. So we're great. We're here in the Barlow. We have a pickup window that is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 4. And then also a great exception that's been made for distilleries during this time is that we can ship spirits to anyone in California. So we now offer delivery to anyone in California if you're interested in getting a hold of our spirit.
So you guys are in the Barlow, and you've been there for a while. Are you, I know you can't do tours right now and probably not tasting either, but they can do pickups there at Spirit Works at the Barlow?
Yeah, that's right. So we do... We have what we call a safe window, and so think of it as curbside sales. So if you come to our tasting room, we can sell bottles to you through the window there.
What was it like when you guys found out that you guys were Distillery of the Year? Did you get a call? How did they do that?
You know, I was just thinking about that the other day because it was given to us by the Artisan Distilling Institute of America, and the founder came in to the distillery with his son, who's now president, so Bill and Eric Owens.
Oh, I know Bill Owens. Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, they came, exactly, so they came here in person.
Too. Oh, yeah.
And we were kind of wondering why they were here, and then they let us know, and to be honest, both of us got real teary-eyed real fast.
That's
amazing. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal for us.
Well,
it's probably one of the biggest things that's happened to us, happened to this company since it was founded.
We're saluting you guys right now.
Thank you so much.
Berlinda has just whipped up a batch of, what is this called?
So this is their version of Bombardier, and it's an old...
Bombardier.
Yeah, that's an old-style cocktail. And I have to thank Willoughby's because I forgot the Campari or Aperol, and they dropped off a bottle of Aperol to me, which I subbed in that for the Campari, and then I subbed in, instead of the Orange Angostura Bitters, I subbed in the Bitter Girl Bitters Batch 1, which is an orange and a little bit of cinnamon and stuff in it.
Kids, that's delicious.
It's pretty good.
It's so good.
I'm glad you're liking it.
We are too.
So
it's really great.
And then Willoughby's, places like that, Bottle Barn, they all have your bourbon, the slow gin. This is the four grain straight.
Yeah, locally, your favorite liquor stores, Oliver's, all good places around here. You can find us.
And then you do a barrel aged slow gin also, which we're just doing the regular slow gin right now too. What do you do with that?
So for a long time, I think we still are the only producers of traditional slow gin in the U.S. today, which I still find thrilling. But we decided to put some of that in barrel and see what effect that would have to it. And it's amazing how a traditional new American white oak barrel, charred American white oak barrel, what it lends in terms of flavor profile to our slow gin. I think we are... I hope I'm right in saying we're the only producers of barrel-aged slow gin in the world. It's just not something that's done, but we love the result of it. It's like, I think of it as the velvety luxury side of slow gin in that way.
So, okay.
We love it. Yeah.
You guys are on McKinley Street in Sebastopol. It is SpiritWorksDistillery.com. Go there, check out what they're doing, and you can get their product. Even during the pandemic. So congratulations again, guys.
Yay!
And
yeah, congratulations.
Keep on keeping on. And soon we'll be able to get you back in the studio.
Thank you so much. Just before I go, I want to just say that we would not be anywhere that we are today without the local support that we've had here in Sonoma County and without the astounding team of people that we have here within the company. We are only as strong as our people and as our community. So we are so grateful to you all for this position that we're in to get this award. So thank you.
Thank you
all right.
So much.
Well, stay well, and we will talk to you soon.